USA News. I'm John Schaefer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he's confident a deal will be reached by the June 5th deadline to raise the debt ceiling. Speaking at the Capitol this morning, McCarthy said,
I don't give up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many times it takes. You want to make sure you get an agreement worthy of the American public.
He's meeting with White House negotiators for another round of talks as they try to resolve the final areas of disagreement. For his part, President Biden is also expressing optimism that negotiators are very close to a deal to raise the debt ceiling. Biden made those comments as he left for Camp David for the long holiday weekend. The holiday weekend is a busy one for the travel industry, but Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is optimistic the airline industry will be able to keep up.
I want to give them some credit. They have stepped up. They have improved hiring. They've got more realistic schedules. We're a long way from saying we're out of the woods or we're fully comfortable, but we've seen a lot of real progress.
He added that if you do get stuck during your travels, almost all of the top 10 airlines now offer meal and ground transportation vouchers for delays. The Texas State House beginning impeachment proceedings on Attorney General Ken Paxton today.
The Republican-led House General Investigating Committee had filed 20 articles of impeachment against Paxton, with allegations ranging from disregard of official duty to bribery and obstruction of justice. Paxton dismissed it as a witch hunt.
The fact that I was prohibited from presenting evidence to defend myself reveals that this shameful process was curated from the start as an act of political retribution.
Paxton has urged supporters to come to the State House to protest the impeachment proceedings. I'm Karen Sloan.
A deal has been reached between Ford and Tesla that will expand access to Tesla charging stations in North America for people with Ford electric vehicles. Ford customers will gain access to 12,000 sites in 2024. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Vice President Kamala Harris made history today by being the first woman to deliver the commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point.
Cadets, global security and global prosperity depend on the leadership of the United States of America. And a strong America remains indispensable to the world.
This July will mark the 47th anniversary that women were first admitted to West Point. If you're traveling to Southern California to get some of its famous casual lifestyle, you might think about avoiding one of the Southland's busiest airports.
A new survey by Forbes ranks John Wayne Airport in Burbank, California, as the nation's angriest. The survey is based on tweets, about 37,000 Twitter posts over a one-year period. When it comes to John Wayne Airport, 66% of all tweets about it were angry. The biggest complaint, the noise level. The next angriest airport, Jacksonville, Florida, followed by Omaha, Tampa, and San Antonio. I'm Richard Johnson.
Some New Jersey Swifties are heartbroken after finding out they've been swindled. The Taylor Swift fans showed up to her sold-out concert at MetLife Stadium, only to find out the tickets they had, some of which cost $300 apiece, were fake. Ticket scammers are selling phony tickets online. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.